Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Tina from Local Splash.
Thanks. Please stay on the line.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Samira. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that. I was following up. We got your inquiry that you sent through the site that you were thinking about getting a business website.
Yes.
Okay. What kind of business do you have?
I have a cleaning business.
Excellent. Okay. And how long have you had the business?
I recently just opened it. It's been maybe like 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks.
Wow, congratulations. That's awesome. So have you been doing it for someone else and you just decided to branch out on your own?
Because I love cleaning and I was cleaning for cash. And then I was like, if I love to clean, I might as well just get, like, open a business and get paid to clean other people's property. Because I love to organize, I love to clean, it's something that I like doing, so I might as well do it and get paid for it, you know?
Yeah, you know what? It's like that old saying, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life, right?
Exactly. That's something awesome. That I enjoy doing.
Yeah, very cool. I love that. So I know you're brand new, but do you have anything set up already, like a business Facebook or a Yelp listing or anything at all?
Okay. Yes. I've purchased all of that already. The only thing I'm missing is just the website. I try to even do that by myself, but I like doing things by myself, but when it comes to the website, I want it to be really professional and, like, look really nice. So that's why I prefer someone else to do that for me. Just that, you know?
Got it. Okay. So, if you purchase the site by itself, it's a lot more expensive than if you bundle it with one of our packages. And what I mean by that is I'm going to send you a link right now to our website options on a text message, and it'll tell you on that page starting at $2,500. So what they do is they charge $2,500 to put the site together plus $49 a month if you just buy the site as a standalone. But we have a package that includes all of your online placement, not the Yelp listing, of course, because that's something that you purchase separately, right? But what this would do is it would promote you on the first page of Google and Bing for the categories in your area. So if somebody were to type in house cleaning, maid service, organization, real estate clean out, anything like that, any of those keywords, we would make sure that your website comes up front and center on the first page of Google in a spotlight position. And then what we would do is program you into some of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the mobile platform, meaning, you know, making sure that you come up from iPhones, Androids, tablets, and even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa, okay? And that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. And then because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle these packages with Facebook ads. So it's pretty cool how that works, where you know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up, right? Doesn't happen. It's very cool, yeah. So the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for, and we would make sure that if they are searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, that next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there would be an ad for your company popping up. So that's designed to bring you, you know, even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then, you'll have a detailed tracking system, which means that you're going to have the ability to see how many new clients you received from Google, how many came from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they came from. So that way everything is very transparent. And since you're a brand new business, I can put you into the new in business rate for this package, which would set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. There's a one-time setup fee of $99 that goes on the first payment only. So the initial investment would be $398, okay? Now, the website, when you bundle it with one of our packages, they reduce it all the way down to just $400. But what I'm thinking is I can explain your situation to my director and say, look, she's a brand new business. She's only been open a couple of weeks. Is there any way that we can get an override to include the site at no additional cost, kind of like as a gift from us to you? Because I figure, you know, that's your main objective in getting up and running is to get that site built, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure that if I did get the authorization to get everything going for just $398 out the door and include the website for free on top of it, I'm sure that that's more than fair enough to give you the opportunity to try this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. You're absolutely going to love this. So let me do this. I'm going to send out the request, and then we work on a GChat system throughout the office. So I'll usually hear back within about 90 seconds or 2 minutes. So while I wait on his response, I'll just verify your information. And if everything goes well and he gives me the override, I'll send you a confirmation email. Let me see if you put it on the form. If not, I'll type it in. Let's see. Oh, no, you didn't. You just put your phone number. Okay, so what's your email address, please?
It's Yeshua, Y-E-S-H-U-A, cleaning services, with an S at the end, 777 at gmail.com.
I love that. Yeshua HaMashiach. Mm. Are you Jewish?
I'm not Jewish, but I am Christian. And I wanted to dedicate it based off Jesus and Yeshua.
Oh, I love that. You know what? I'm a Christian also, and my extension here at Local Squash is 777. And my mom, she passed away and went on to be with the Lord a few years ago, but she was well known for walking around with the Star of David with a cross on it. And
oh,
she used
wow.
it to witness to people because they would always stop her and say, wait, what is that? You know? And
yeah.
she could explain it then. It was an open door. So what a beautiful, beautiful business name. I love that. That's
so
awesome.
Everybody's like, Yeshua, you mean Jesus, but just the Jewish Yeshua. I'm like, yes. They're like, are you Christian?
Yes.
I'm like, yes.
Yes, yes, Jesus is Jewish. That's what a lot of people don't realize. And then, what's your last name?
Ahmed,
A-H-M-E-D.
I was referred to by my brother-in-law, by the way.
Oh, really? Your brother-in-law has our service?
I believe so. His business, his name is Miracle Solutions. It's a pressure washing company.
Let me look. Miracle Solutions. I'll see if he's in our system.
Yeah.
Where is he located?
In the Pacific Northwest, Washington State. He's in the same
okay.
state as mine.
Okay. Let me see if he comes up. You make a good team, Ben, if you're going to be doing the cleaning and he does the pressure washing, right? So
yeah, he referred me to you guys because he said you guys offer the cheapest websites, because I did look into other ones and they were just charging an insane amount that I didn't even know was possible.
Yeah, and that's so true, because once you, if you ever, you know, came to the point where you wanted to cancel the rest of the service and go back to the website hosting, then, you know, we could even honor what he has. I did find his account, and he has the website hosting package. So yeah, we would actually put you into that if you wanted just the website. But what I always tell people is it is 2026 and, you know, you're a brand new business. So this is going to jumpstart your business and get you, you know, the strongest, most dominant internet presence right away. So you'll probably need all the, you know, other services. But if you ever wanted to downgrade and just keep the site, you could do that and just pay for the hosting once you've been with us for 3 months, okay?
Yeah, that's what he was telling me.
Yep, he's right. Is his name Sean?
Sean Spoko.
Yep, I found him, Miracle Solutions LLC. I definitely found his account. So I'll put a note in here that you were referred by him. And then for the business itself, is it just like the email, Yeshua Cleaning Services, or do I put in Inc. or LLC? What's your thoughts there?
Yes, you can put in LLC, yeah. For my socials, I don't put LLC because I noticed that there's other companies named the same as, like, they have the same company name as me, and theirs is LLC, so I don't want it to get mixed up into theirs.
Oh, you know what? I would recommend keep the LLC off then, because it's better with Google placement to have everything consistent. So if you're already promoting the business without the LLC on certain directories or your social media, it's best to keep it off of the Google page as well, because that way everything matches and it doesn't throw up a red flag with Google. You know what I mean?
That's right. I didn't really think of it like that. But when I did register my business from the get-go, I did put LLC, so it should be LLC. But for my socials, I didn't really think it mattered. You know, like,
it's a preference. Yeah, no, it's a preference. If you feel more comfortable since the business is registered with the LLC, absolutely, I can put it on there. But again, with Google, having things consistent is best. So I would recommend maybe not having it. But if you definitely want it on there, it's not a problem. We can add it. Or you can think about it, because if you set it up a certain way right now and then you change your mind, you're not married to the way you set it up now, meaning you could always call back and say, look, Tina, I changed my mind. I want to take the LLC off. That's okay, too. That's a quick fix. They could just go in and make that revision. And any revisions that you make to this down the road, they're all free of charge, meaning they're included in the package.
Okay.
Yeah. So, question. I found your business Facebook, and I see that the business name on there is singular. Is that the way, did you do that intentional, Yeshua Cleaning Service, or do you want the plural on there? Do you want the S?
Yeah, that's another thing I didn't really think about when I was creating that. If it's just plural, then I would just use plural.
Plural, okay, you got it. So, and then do you want to do the LLC for now and think about it, or leave it off for now and think about it?
Just leave it off for now, and then I'll think about it. I'll do a little bit more research on if I need it or if I don't.
Yes,
yes. Because I want to get back with, like, doing my taxes, you know?
Anything that you spend on your business for marketing through us, it's all, you're going to receive invoices for it. So regardless of how you registered the business, you'll still be able to write it off as a business expense at the end of the year. So you'll get invoices for it, no problem. So, and then did you want to set this up using a debit or a credit card? What works best?
A debit card, but I'm not yet ready to make any payments today because I'm at the bank right now into my bank, because I usually just, I was planning to do that this week to put money back into my bank.
So if you wanted to set this up but not have us charge you till later, they actually allow me to do a post date as long as it's within 3 days. So if you think that it would be more comfortable to process this on, you know, Friday or Saturday, we can do that too.
Okay.
Okay. Can we talk about the payment? How, like, how much am I gonna be charged a month? And
yes, it's just a flat rate month to month of $299. And then the one-time setup fee of $99 goes on the first payment only. So let's say we set this up for Friday. You would pay $398 on Friday. And then each month moving forward, it's just $299. And then I would send you an email that says terms and conditions. And you would acknowledge it with your e-signature. And that would grandfather you into that pricing and ensure that it never goes up.
Okay. Is that the same payment that Sean, my brother-in-law, is on? Because when he referred me, he said it'll be $100 flat rate.
No. Let me see exactly what he had initially when he signed up. One second here. Because right now he just has the website hosting, but I want to see what package he had initially. So he initially started with us in June of 2023, and he got the same package that you're getting now, but without the Facebook ads, and that's $199. So each month when you pay us $299, we take $100 and we send it directly to Facebook to run those ads. And so he got the everything that I had just described to you, but back then I don't think that Google was allowing us to bundle the services with the Facebook ads yet, so it wasn't included, which is why he had paid $199 instead of $299.
Oh, okay, because I think I would want to do the cheapest right now just because I'm a new business and I haven't really made any income out of it yet. So I feel like I'll just go with the cheapest thing that you guys have. And then obviously when I start making income, then I can call back and then get the one.
That's the thing, Samira, is they don't allow us to do just the local SEO package as a standalone anymore. Once that Google gave us the green light to bundle it, they're having us bundle all of our packages. So one thing I could do for you, because I understand as a startup business, you probably have a lot of expenses going out, right? And not a lot coming in. Oh, totally. I understand. Yeah. So what I could do is ask them if they would allow me to put you into our friends and family rate. And what that would do is it would reduce the setup fee down to just $49, and it would reduce the monthly fee down to $249. So that would save you $100 today, plus, or even on Friday. Let's say we set it up for Friday. It would save you $100 initially. And then each month moving forward, you'd be saving $50.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I think I'll do that for now.
Yeah. And I'm going to explain this to them that, you know, that you were referred by someone that had our old local SEO package for $199, and I'm going to try to get an override to put you into that friends and family. I'm not, you know, I can't obviously go in there and tell them that you're my cousin or my sister, but spiritually speaking, you are my sister, so I hope that I hope they'll understand that.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah, right, amen. That's good. Where do you fellowship at?
I fellowship at this church called Faith Family Church. It is in Milton.
Okay, that sounds awesome. That's a good name, Faith Family Church, right?
Yeah, it's a beautiful church. I recently started going there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it so far.
Oh, great. Good. That's awesome. Yeah, you know, I started with this company back in 2011, and when I started, it was a very different culture here, and I always would invite people to Bible study, and for a while there was a bunch of us that would go to Bible study together on Thursday nights at Pastor Greg Laurie's church, Harvest Christian Fellowship, and now the whole culture's changed. Like, most of the people that are in the front end of setting up clients and stuff, most of them are all Christians now, so it's just amazing how everything changed, you know? Yeah, yeah, not a lot of the, you know, ops team and things like that are, but as far as the, you know, all the people that are on the front end, a lot of them are, even the manager herself is, so it's awesome.
Yeah, I actually converted from a Muslim to a Christian, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Tell me about that. How'd that happen?
So I was married to Sean's brother.
Okay.
Business owner's brother, and we recently just got divorced back in September of 2025. And
okay, sorry to hear that, but I understand. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but before that, I was married. I met Sean's brother on Tinder. We went out for coffee, and then we went out a couple more times, and then I fell in love with him. Like, maybe what the first week of actually like knowing him. We fell in love, and then we got married in 2019 of December. And then things just didn't work out the way it was supposed to, so I filed for divorce. But like, I know the Bible doesn't like, God doesn't like divorce, but I just had to do what I had to do, you know?
Of course, yeah. So, well, you know, if he's not, you know, building you up and bringing you to the Lord, you know, that's the most important thing, is that God has to go first. So,
exactly.
Yeah. So was he a Muslim or was he a Christian?
He was a Christian. So when I met him, he would invite me to his house where his mom lived there, his sister, his sister's husband. And then his sister would like always talk to me about like Jesus, how Jesus is not a prophet, he's actually God himself. And then I would just refuse it. I would be like, you know what? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Because obviously I grew up believing that Jesus was just a prophet.
Right.
Yeah, I thank her because God used her to win me over, which, amen.
That's beautiful. And she was faithful in doing it, because probably when she feel like talking to her, she felt like, to you, so uncomfortable, but she thought, hey, I have to do it. I have to be faithful and obedient to what God's leading me to do.
Even though I did not like it when she would talk to me about that subject, because, you know, growing up as a Muslim, I was very strict into my religion. I was only taught to just believe that Jesus was not a God. He was just a prophet. But then my whole mindset changed. I got delivered. I got the Holy Spirit. And then I started going to church every Sunday. And, you know.
I love it. I love it. What a story. That's awesome. Yeah, that encourages me, because I have some people in my neighborhood that are the sweetest people, but they're also Muslim. And I didn't know that you guys, you are raised thinking that Jesus is a prophet.
Yeah.
So that's a good avenue for me to try to share with them, you know, because they're just such sweethearts. You know, I love the whole family to death. And, you know, I'm always thinking, like, how do I tell them without offending them, you know?
Yeah, of course, for sure.
And even though you said you kind of were offended, it actually sparked a little bit of curiosity in you, like, hey, maybe it's true, maybe I should look into it, you know?
and then ever since then, I've just done my own research. I didn't give up.
Yeah.
I wanted to study more, and then that's when I realized, you know what? Jesus is God. Like, he's been God this whole time, because when I was 5, I always doubted the God of Islam. I always doubted him.
There was,
something in my mind always told me he's not the true God. There's like no way. There's no way.
Wow.
And then,
That's cool. That's kind of like God speaking to you even way back then, just letting you know, you know. Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, that's what, you know, that's the main thing is that, you know, with Christianity, it's a relationship. And once you have that relationship and for you, you were delivered and all that, there's, I mean, it's so powerful. And I tell everybody that too. When I witness to them, I say, hey, don't take my word for it. Look into it yourself. Because if you read the Bible, you'd be very surprised what it says, you know.
Yeah, I've seen many miracles with my own eyes. So, you know?
I know for sure. Yeah, hence the name of your church, Faith and Family, right? You have to have a lot of faith to enact those miracles, and so that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's very
cool. I have 2 kids now, and, you know, I'm just trying to raise them.
Oh, bless their heart.
Raise them the way of the Lord.
The most important thing, and then that way they'll never depart from it, right? Yep,
never
absolutely.
Depart from him. Yes.
Well, you know what? Good news. I got a message back from my director. And they're approving it. They're allowing me to put you into the friends and family rate, also to include that website for free. So I'm so glad. So they're going to build the website and everything. Now, can you do the payment today since it's a little cheaper? It would just be $298, or should we still set it up for the end of the week?
If we could still set it up for maybe Friday.
Not a problem. Absolutely. What for Friday? And then in order to do the post date, I'll put the billing info in, but we won't charge you till Friday. And then on Friday, I'll create an appointment for my technician to call you. And that's where they'll go over your keywords, your service area, building your website and getting you placed. Now, do you have a logo or pictures or any before and after photos yet? Or good. Okay.
I don't have before pictures, but I do have after, which I need to start taking before pictures.
Absolutely, yeah. So you can always on Friday just send over to them what you have. I'm also putting a link in here of your business Facebook. So if there's a logo or any type of content that they could pull off of your Facebook just to make it easy, I'll have them do that, right?
Yeah.
But then if you, as you get content, so let's say a month from now you have some before photos that you don't have today, by all means you can upload them on your client dashboard or you can send them to photos@localsplash.com, and then we will update your website as they come, okay?
Perfect. And you said it's going to be $295 the first time?
$298, yep. So what they did was they gave you they reduced the monthly fee to $249, and they reduced the setup fee to just $49. So on Friday, it would be $298, which is the $249 plus the $49. And then each month moving forward, it's $249. You'll be grandfathered into that friends and family rate. So you'll even have a better package than Sean had because when he signed up, he paid $199 and he got no Facebook ads. Now you're going to be paying $50 more than what he paid monthly, but you get $100 worth of Facebook ads each month. So that's even a much better package than what he had. But don't tell him I said that.
That's nice.
It's so awesome. I love it. You're going to get the best of both worlds with this, you know, the social media and the Facebook and the Meta ads as well as all of the Google placement too and the website.
Exciting. Yeah. So it's going to be $298 every month as well.
$298 flat on Friday. And then every month after that, it's $249.
$249. Okay, I got it. $249.
Yeah, so the $49 setup fee goes on the payment for Friday. After that, that's just a one-time fee. So you don't ever have to pay it again, okay?
Okay.
Write it down to be safe, so you don't forget. So I know how I am. I'll always say, I can remember that. And then, you know, an hour later, I'm like, what did they say again? You know, I'm like, oh, shoot, I should have wrote it down.
So $298 first time.
And then $249 each month after. And we'll set this up for Friday's date, which is the 27th. So since you'll start on the 27th, each month your payments would run on the 27th, okay?
That sounds great. Okay.
Okay, perfect. Great. And then to do the post date for Friday, is it a debit or credit card?
It's going to be debit card. I can give you the number right now.
Okay, go ahead with the number when you're ready.
Uh, 4366.
Okay.
1832.
Got it.
9756. 7616.
Okay. 7616. Okay, expiration?
0131.
0131. And then the code?
The code is 128.
Okay. So let me look at the appointments on Friday and we'll put you in a spot that will work for you. Now, the client interview will take maybe 30, possibly 40 minutes. But I'm going to book out an hour window just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit late and they call you, you know, 15 minutes after the hour. You don't panic. They'll call you sometime within that hour. I'm also going to send you a calendar invite an hour ahead of time so that you know, you'll get a little reminder, hey, Local Splash will be calling at this time. So let me just see for Friday what we have open on the 27th. Okay, so we have a 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 2 or 3. Which one works best?
I'll do 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock, okay. So I'm going to book out a whole hour again from 2 to 3 o'clock on Friday. And then what I have to do right now is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So this portion of the call will be recorded for quality assurance, okay?
Okay.
And this says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Joshua Cleaning Services, LLC.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Samira Ahmed, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
Okay, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Thank you. And then as a part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives some business documents in a timely manner. So what will happen as we promote you on Google is Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So you're going to get an email on Friday once this payment processes, and it'll say action needed, photos for Google verification. There's going to be about seven or eight different suggestions on there of things that you can send, which include a business license, a proof of insurance. Sometimes they want to see a work vehicle with a Washington license plate or a business card with your address. So don't freak out and think that you have to send all seven or eight items on that list, okay? Let's say that you only have two or three of them. That's perfectly fine. That's enough with us to show to Google that you're a real business, and they'll allow you to get published, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And then let me see here. Also, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Can you repeat that one more time?
So what that means, and then I'll read it again, is that they want you to let us know if you do anything else online moving forward, so we can ensure that it doesn't conflict with the programming we're doing for you. So what you have already, none of that would conflict. You told me you have Yelp, you have the Facebook, all of that's great. But moving forward, if you did anything else, just let us know about it, okay? It says,
okay.
Do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? But Samira, I want to let you know, you shouldn't have to do anything else extra. You know, someone might call you down the road and say, oh, you need to do X, Y, and Z, and it may sound like the best thing since sliced bread, but always, you know, call me and ask me about it, because if it's not a good idea, I'll let you know. If it is a good idea, I'll advise you, you know, to do it. But you shouldn't have to do anything else online, because this, it covers the website, the directory, stories, the mobile form, the social media, you know what I mean, the Google placement. So this is a complete package, but again, just make sure to disclose it to us if you do anything else, okay?
Okay.
And then your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on Friday, which is March 27th, in the non-refundable amount of just $298. This is a 3-month verbal agreement where your monthly payments will automatically renew each month on the 27th day of each month in the amount of $249 as a monthly recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. So to prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, so then that concludes that. And then on Friday, what will happen, we process all of our payments first thing in the morning when we open, which is 7 o'clock Pacific. Would that be okay, or do you want me to set it up to process later that morning?
It doesn't really matter. Any time that day is fine.
Okay. So once this processes first thing in the morning on Friday, you're going to get a couple of emails. One will say, pictures needed for the Google verification. The other one will say your initial invoice and welcome to Local Splash. So in the one that you get that says your initial invoice, there's
yes.
going to be a link in there where you can accept the subscription terms and acknowledge it with your e-signature so that you're grandfathered into this pricing. So you can do that on Friday. It takes 2 seconds to click on the link and plug your name in and hit confirm signature. But if for some reason you forget about it, I'll have my technician remind you when they call you at 2 o'clock, okay?
Okay. Can you tell me again exactly what I'm getting? Like website,
yes.
Facebook ads, what else is it?
Yeah, I'm going to send you a text right now that has a link to our pricing page. Don't fall off your chair. We've, had a lot of different services and price increases over the years, so the Platinum package is what you're getting. It sells on our website now for $599 monthly with a $299 setup fee. That doesn't apply to you because I gave you that new and business rate pricing and then the director had approved for you to get the friends and family rate. So that pricing on the website doesn't apply to you, but I want you to see that package that says the Platinum package because that will show you everything that you're getting, everything that's included, okay? So let me just text this to you. It'll say localsplash.com/pricing. And then when you scroll down on that page, you're going to open up to a page that says take control of your online presence. You'll scroll down and you'll see 2 different sets of pricing. The first set of pricing, you don't have to worry about any of that. That's for the big corporations that has, tens of thousands of dollars in the marketing budget each month. That wouldn't be an appropriate program for you. Those are called premier packages. But if you keep going to where it says, the Local Splash Platinum, that's the one that you're getting. So as a recap, you get the Google placement on the first page. You get all programmed into some of the popular directories. You get the Facebook ads, and you also get the mobile optimization, making sure that you come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices, as well as the call tracking and the tracking system to show you which clients are coming from where and the keywords. Also, this program is integrated with our Local Splash app. So that's a free app that you can download on the iPhone or the Android store. And then once you get your login credentials on Friday, you would log into the Local Splash app with the login that we're sending you, and then you'll have access to all the leads and everything that's happening through the campaign in real time. So if somebody texts you through the through the app and says, you know, hey, Samira, can you come, you know, clean this property? It's 2,200 square feet. And if you say, well, you know, I'd have to get a picture first to see what I'm, you know, looking at or you know, send me something, they can, you know, text you a picture through the call tracking number and it comes to you through the app. So, you know, everything is interactive with the app. So I highly recommend get that downloaded. And that way, when you get your credentials on Friday, you can log into it and see everything in real time. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and then lastly, my name again is Tina. I'm at extension 777. I'll text that to you too. That way you have my direct line.
Perfect.
But go ahead. Sounds like you had a question.
Great. Yeah, so you said the app is called Local Splash, right?
Yep, it's Local Splash. When you search Local Splash, you'll see it. And our colors are orange and blue, so I'm not sure if it has the blue L and the orange S or if it has the, you know, vice versa. But if you see an LS in an orange and blue scheme, you'll know that that's the correct app. And then you can download it and then be ready for Friday.
Sounds great. Yes, I'm going to do all that. And, yeah, so it's going to be somebody else that's going to reach out.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. They'll do what's called an onboarding call, and they'll, you know, cover all of your bases where they're asking you for your keywords and your service area, you know, content for building the site. So they'll go through everything, you know, in much detail on Friday when they call you. Okay.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Oh, you're very welcome. I'm glad that it worked out. So have a good evening coming up too.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.